This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Gator, dunk contest this weekend. Mac McClung trying to become the first ever to three-peat as the dunk contest champion.
It's interesting for a guy who's not even playing in the NBA.
He's played in a game this year.
Has he?
Yep.
How many?
A single game.
Game?
He has played in five career NBA games.
Five career NBA games. He might end up with more slam dunk titles than NBA games played.
He might. However, this year he is promising props. There will be props.
All right. No, look, his dunks are spectacular. Yep. They really are. The problem with the dunk competition is that nobody knows who these guys are.
Well,
I say myself, I don't know who these guys are. They're fringe NBA players. We don't see the stars participating in this, which is kind of a bummer.
Well, you can become a star because of the dunk contest. Andre Jackson of the Bucks said, you're going to see dunks you've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Are we?
Well, I mean, I kind of think every time I think they've run out of ideas, every once in a while somebody comes along and is hyper creative, and I'm like, I can appreciate that. I can respect that.
Listen, I love the creativity when they do have the creativity.
When you blow out the candle on the cupcake that's sitting on the rim.
Yeah, who's that did that? Was it Dwight Howard?
It was Gerald Green.
Gerald Green. What did Dwight Howard? Oh, Dwight Howard did like Superman.
He did Superman, yeah. Listen, I mean, the bar has been raised so high now. Like, if we would have showed these dunks to someone in 1989, their head would have flew off.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, it's really hard to keep topping yourself every year. So you do need superstar power at some point. Like Zion Williamson, please enter a dunk contest.
He's got to
like,
be healthy before he can.
Yeah, I know. Trust me.
Please enter an NBA game.
Yeah, right. But seriously, if that guy did a 360 windmill dunk, I mean, the way he does it, you'd be like, oh my God, how can someone that size do that? You know? But instead, we got to grab guys from the G League because McClung actually can jump out the building and he's really fun to watch. But to top yourself every year, it is difficult. And these guys, they have a hard job to do. But it is still the main event of the All-Star weekend.
So is it possible for Cohen Carr to get on a plane from Champaign?
It would be...
to San Francisco?
No. But I'm not against it anymore, right? In this day and age of NIL.
Having college kids come up.
Have a college kid go.
I mean, honestly, because this is, well, I look at the names again. There's one kid, the guy from Chicago, the Pistons just played him a couple times. So it's, Bucellis or something.
Yeah, Bucellis,
So, I mean, recognize that because the Pistons just played him. But these are not household names by any means.
No.
And that's the bummer about it, because from day one it was. Even when Ralph Sampson won the dunk contest, it was, we knew who Ralph Sampson was. I mean, he's a guy 7'4" and he's winning a dunk contest. And it was completely unspectacular, as you would expect back in 1984 or whatever it was. But then it evolved. Jordan comes into it and takes the game to a whole new level. You know, Vince Carter gets involved, and it's amazing.
The tweaking of All-Star games is something that is probably completely insignificant, but I always think if you just basically corded them off into your division had an All-Star team, and in that division you had to provide a team of All-Stars, a team of Rising Stars, a three-point contestant, a dunk contestant, and the skills challenge team.
Hmm.
And then make some incentive to root for your own division. But I'm always coming up with ways to improve All-Star games, and none of them are going to get adopted, and nobody probably really cares all that much.
Let's go Central Pride.
Well, sort of. I mean, the baseball All-Star game is the one that needs to get tweaked the least. But I always said, if the AL East played the NL East at noon, the AL Central played the NL Central at 4, and the AL West played the NL West at 8, 2 out of 3, somebody's getting home field in the World Series, that would be kind of a fun day of baseball.
That's the first time I've heard you say that.
I said it on the air before, but...
You weren't paying attention, Gator.
That's entirely possible.
Might have been the art era.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
It might have been a minute. But anyway, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of... And my hockey thing is 3-on-3 hockey. Everybody sends a team of 5 and a goalie. And you bracket them off, and over 2 days, you have 32 teams. And everybody's got a chance. We have a Detroit team. But
I might be overthinking it, but I appreciate the...
I would
effort.
Care more about that than the Four Nations thing.
And yet the Four Nations thing is bringing us the best hockey we've seen in it during an All-Star weekend ever.
Yes, and what we are getting out of it is a trophy.
Well, it's too, the problem is it's going to take too damn long to complete the thing.
Yeah.
That doesn't have to.
That doesn't help. But all right, so Kang in the office today asked a question, and I'm fascinated to hear what your answer is. Kang turns to me and he says, Doug, if you were to open an independent business, a mom and pop shop of any kind, not buying a franchise, what kind of business would you want to run? And after literally mulling it over for seconds, I had a question. I said, does running a gym count? And he said, sure. So I went with a gym. But if it doesn't count, what I suggested, he said, you know, that's a ton of work. And I went, yeah.
Unlike running a gym.
Well, what he suggested after that, I think, is even more work. And yeah, you got to be there for day-to-day operations. You can't just be like, hey, I own this, walk
right, which,
away.
By the way, is being incredibly facetious. You know, running any business is going to take a lot of time. Yeah.
I said a sports bar. But I bet that's a colossal pain. I bet it's incredibly difficult.
Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, you got staffing, ordering the food and beverage, like constantly all the time, right? Yeah, it doesn't stop.
Then you got, you know, drunks you got to deal with.
Squatters.
Fights breaking out.
Squatters.
The health department.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. You know, you feel like as a sports fan, there's one thing that we are somewhat qualified actually for. It's how to get a sports bar right. How to make it right is different than knowing what you'd want as a customer. Like, I'd almost like have wings of the sports bar to show different events. So you could have, you know, the screens down here all showing the Red Wing game, and the screens down here all showing the, like, Saturday night, for instance. Saturday night would be a great sports bar night to have the Four Nations, Michigan State, Illinois, and the NBA dunk contest, three-point shootout, all that stuff. That'd be a good night to have a sports bar and have different areas cordoned off for different fans.
Well, I think you're right up to the point where you say cordoned off, because I think that's where somebody who owns a sports bar probably say no, because then you're risking having nobody showing up in one area, and then not having enough room for the other area. This is why they have the TVs, multiple TVs all throughout the place that can carry all those games.
Sure. Yeah. But if you could run a business, what would you want to do?
I think it might be a pizzeria.
Ah, Gator's Pizza.
That kind of checks out.
To do all different kinds, you know. I like the idea of the brick oven pizza that cooks it quickly. But you got to get the right kind of crust and everything. It would be fun. It's kind of like a labor of love, if you like.
It's a lot of hours, man.
It is, and it'd be incredibly difficult.
I had a buddy who,
and there's no, obviously no guarantees you'd be successful.
No, not at all.
You better believe in your product, and then it comes. What else aside from pizza?
There's a lot of pizza places. That's a lot of competition.
Yeah, of course,
it's a lot of competition.
Kang, what would you run?
Well, the whole reason I thought of this was because after the show yesterday, I went and visited a couple friends of mine who own a card shop, a sports card shop, and they just moved locations, and so this is my first time visiting where they had moved to. And, you know, I just thought, you know, it always crossed my mind. Would I like to own a sports card store one day? Like, it's fun because I enjoy cards. I genuinely enjoy looking at cards. I can go through, whether it's a $5 card or a $5,000 card, I just like looking through cards, you know? It's fun for me. But, of course, it changes when business gets involved. Does it still become fun?
Yeah.
I still would choose the sports card route just because I do enjoy looking at different collections and cards of all that. So that's probably where I would go with it. But
do you think
it's difficult, man.
Would Gator come to hate pizza? Would I come to hate a gym? And would you come to hate sports cards if you worked in that field?
I think that's a definite possibility.
Yeah.
Well, I worked at a couple different pizzerias. They were chains, but, you know, so I know what it's like to be around it every day, and I get that part of it. But I don't know. It was either thinking this through a little bit more because I did. Maybe a music studio?
Would he come to hate music?
Wouldn't come to hate music, but I mean, I don't love all music, but I mean, but just to have that, to own the studio where people would rent out, hey, I can rent it out by the hour or by the day or whatever it is, and some days I'd really want to be at the studio to see, oh, cool, here's a rock band, and some days I may not want to because of the type of music they're playing or whatever, but it could be fun.
Your open line calls next. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, warm up your winter with these hot deals from Sarah Chevy in Sterling Heights. This month, get into a 2025 Chevy Trax LS for just $259 a month for 36 months with no money down. Pay only $259 a month with zero down with approved credit and your GM employee discount. Don't forget, Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights is your number one volume Chevy dealer in Michigan. That means they have a huge inventory of Silverados, Equinox, Blazers, and Trax. And all hundreds of electric vehicles, all to choose from on the ground. Sarah Chevrolet Sterling Heights, where they guarantee the lowest price or it's free. Stay warm and say Sarah. All offers end at the end of the month, actually March 3rd. Call 87-SAY-SARAH. Go to saysarah.com. Together, let's drive. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Chris, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chris.
Gentlemen, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
I want to give you guys my take on the Bregman situation and Scott Harris and the awesome job he's doing as our GM. Spring training is officially back. So I don't know if you want to say he's officially been here for three full off seasons. Last night, Dan Dickerson on Tiger Talk said, we offered him more money than Boston. And Dan Dickerson said he simply just didn't want to be here. And if it's not money, because we gave him more than Boston, and if it's not, he doesn't know anybody here because A.J. Hinch used to be his manager, then what is it? I really believe that it's just Bregman sees like it's either Harris or Ilitch last year they said, once we have our core players, we're gonna spend. Well, I think we got that already now. So where's the spending? And I think Bregman sees that, like,
they were gonna spend it on
him. Doing it. Say that again.
They were gonna spend it on him.
Yeah. So we spent more money on him than Boston did. We gave him two more years.
Well, they didn't give him the average annual.
It was actually three more years on the deal, but it was, you know, $40 million a year at Boston offer. So, I mean, if you look at it from Alex Bregman's standpoint, I don't think it necessarily says he doesn't want to be here, although you can draw the conclusion. What it says is he wanted to get the most money. Money meant more to him. And it wasn't about getting the six-year deal with the Tigers. It was about getting a $40 million a year to feed my ego on getting paid way more than I did last year. And I can opt out after a year and still sign a long-term contract with somebody else after the first and second year. So in the end, if he's going to play in Boston and he has historically put up really good numbers in Boston, if he hits well there and has an OPS of, say, between 800 and 850 in all, you know, in both years or all 3 years of the contract, he'll get another three-year contract offer from somebody that will likely pay him around $30 million a year. And in the end, that six-year total will be way more than what the Tigers offered.
So in my back when we got Pudge, just before the run we did in 06, we way overpaid for Pudge. We basically paid the bad team tax to get Pudge. But that opened up the floodgates to get everybody else after him to make that run in 06 and then the long run that we had for like a decade before it all blew up in 2014. So why didn't we do that for Bregman? Because I feel like...
It's an interesting question.
We're ready to...
Yeah, the 2005 Tigers, if I recall, finished well under...
2004 he was with the Tigers.
Okay, so the 2003 Tigers finished how far below 500?
Oh, yeah, it was the worst team
ever. They lost 119 games
to the White Sox.
And this Tiger team actually is coming off a playoff appearance, so they probably don't feel like they should have to pay as much of a tax. I guess the thing about Bregman is I actually think they were willing to overpay him. Boston is paying him as the third highest position player in baseball behind Otani, Soto, and tied with Judge. And that's an insane overpay for Alex Bregman, isn't it?
Yeah, that's definitely an overpay. Yeah. But to me, it just seems like Bregman is reading in between the lines.
Okay, I feel like you're dancing around a point. Your point is what?
My point is, I think Scott Harris's track record is why he's not here.
Scott Harris's track record, which is what?
His incompetence. I don't feel like Scott Harris is a very good GM at all. Like, there's nothing in three full seasons that he has been our
this
GM.
This team made the playoffs last year and got and was a win away from getting to the ALCS with a payroll in the playoff payroll of like $20 million.
And in my opinion, they did that in spite of his incompetence.
Okay. Why?
Which, I'll be honest, it honestly frustrates me that they made it like that, because it's like, damn it, now it's going to like justify what he did. And he did nothing. We got rid of Flaherty last year. We got nothing for him. He's back now.
I'm sorry. They got nothing for Flaherty? They ended up getting the guy who played shortstop for him for the rest of the season, and then they got what ended up being a top 100 prospect in all of baseball in Lorenzo, and they got Flaherty back.
I would not use the Flaherty exchange.
That's not
as
a good
reason
one to,
why
yeah,
he's quote unquote incompetent. But that was what we just heard was a classic example of, I'm mad they've had success because I might be wrong. That's what that guy was saying. I'm mad they made the play. He literally said he was actually mad they made the playoffs because it might prove him wrong about his determination of Scott Harris. I think Scott Harris still has a lot to prove, but I'm pretty encouraged. He's the one that decided not to block players, and many of those players actually helped them make the postseason. He didn't go out and get an extra outfielder for and say, when probably very few people thought Parker Meadows was going to be able to come up and help them after what we saw from him earlier in his career. He didn't block him, did he? They made a commitment to Cole Keith that might be one hell of a steal with the contract that they signed him on.
And now they've really made it a commitment to Cole Keith because they're moving him over to the first base and they're kicking out the number one player taken in the draft from 2020.
That he didn't take.
Yeah, that he didn't take.
They've added $55 million in payroll. ESPN just named them one of the top three winners of the offseason. Look, I'm not going to sit here and say I am sure Scott Harris is going to get it done. But I would not argue that Bregman isn't here because of Harris's incompetence.
I'm going to guess this is a guy who doesn't like taking high school kids in the draft. So when you go out and you draft Max Clark instead of Wyatt Langford, or you take Bryce Rayner instead of taking a college kid that you thought would have made more sense, if it goes against what you want, then you've got your own narrative and you're going to drive it. If you're going to say that you don't like what he's done in the off seasons because they haven't added that big free agent player, I can understand the frustration with that. And yet, I don't know if this past off season, what we're dealing with right now, falls into that category because they've added Gleyber Torres. They've added Jack Flaherty. They brought him, you know, didn't just bring him back. I mean, they traded him away, and now they've signed him as a free agent. It's something we always talk about that never happens. That actually happened. They've added bullpen help like Canely, who should really help this team's bullpen out. And, yeah, they went out and offered Alex Bregman more money than anybody else. Did Alex Bregman reject the Tigers because he doesn't like Scott Harris?
Yeah, let's get down to crystallize the guy's argument. Bregman didn't come here. Tigers offered him literally the highest. It wasn't the highest annually, but it was the highest total the contract. And Bregman go, they're offering me that? This guy must be incompetent. Do you think that's what his thinking was?
I think Bregman has an ego that wants him to get paid more than he did last year. Check. I think Bregman would like the idea of getting close to that $200 million number that he wanted, that Boris couldn't get him. But best way to do that, short term, $40 million a year to go play in Boston. Check. I mean, I don't understand.
I want to see that this call is going to come dangerously close to Gator arguing that it's the punitive dimensions of Comerica Park. More so than it is his lack of faith in Harris.
Well, he didn't say that, so we'll...
No, he didn't. But would you say that? That's more likely than his lack of faith in Scott Harris?
Yes. I think that is. Just numbers.
And you hate that argument.
I hate that's the argument. But you can't argue is that he puts up better numbers at Fenway than he does at Comerica Park. Of course, he's not facing Tiger pitching when he goes to Fenway Park, but he does put up better numbers in his career. So
we just respectfully disagree with the caller.
Yeah.
As his reasoning.
He sure was kind of dancing around it.
He's
trying to be almost too careful.
Come on,
say it, dude. You don't like Scott Harris. How about, I don't like Scott Harris. Here's why. Rather than, you know, trying to be cute about it.
I almost feel like he was trying to get us to say it. Anyway, Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, here's a simple question. Is keeping your house warm important to you this winter? Well, of course it is. And lucky for you, the red, white, and blue trucks are everywhere. Call the expert technicians at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, and they're going to help you and your family stay warm this winter. And the temperatures are going to get absolutely frigid next week. Don't just take my word for it. You can check out the A-plus rating they have from the Better Business Bureau or some of their 5-star reviews they have on Google. So whether it's your furnace or a water heater, a boiler, water filtration, you're worried about the pipes, whatever it is, schedule an appointment at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
All right, let me run another business past you that I think is low time investment. If you can afford the facility, but if you get the right location, I think it's a low time and effort investment that could have big returns. Storage units. Would owning storage units be the lowest investment in terms of what you have to do to run the business? You find an area that doesn't have any storage units anywhere, you find the right location, but there's a demand. Wouldn't that be a decent business to own?
I haven't been one to look at businesses and see what's a business I want to get involved with. And so, you know, this is the business I'm involved with, is this show.
Gator's all in on our show, Doug. Leave him alone.
Yeah, I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm not looking to do a,
you I'm know, looking. I'm looking to become an entrepreneur.
Me too.
Storage units.
Doug, I've thought about that a lot, actually.
Have you?
Yes, the storage unit specifically. Yes, there's apparently good money to be made in that. Of course, location and pricing and all that stuff, but it's not easy to get into, and it does cost money, you know, to make money.
It's probably hard to find an area that doesn't have, that needs storage units, that don't have storage units nearby. That somebody else that's much smarter and owns storage units hasn't thought of this first. But it seems to me like it might be an area where you could maybe have an easier time running that business.
I just want to say one quick statistical remark about the previous caller.
Yeah.
When he said the Tigers overpaid for Pudge Rodriguez.
Yeah.
There were 73 players in Major League Baseball in 2005 that made more money per season than Pudge Rodriguez. I don't think they overpaid him when they gave him a 4-year, $40 million contract.
And that's pitchers included, correct?
Yes.
Because when we cite there's only two players that make more than Bregman on an annual basis, that's only position players. But he's still like 12th now, even with pitchers included. And the more I see that and the more I think about it, the more I'm perfectly fine with him not being in Detroit. And yet, they still need a bat. And Lynn Henning's text today, was really interesting for people who missed it earlier in the show. Tigers have one main offseason objective: get a heavier stick in the lineup, ideally leverage or targeted the infield's left side. Cannot believe they will go into opening day without having an upgrade there, hence a long-held belief there will be a deal before the season starts. So take it for what it's worth. And I'm of the belief and continue to be of the belief that I would rather, if they've budgeted this kind of money to spend, I would rather take that budget and what they have to potentially trade to the trade deadline than any free agent deal. Now, the good news with free agent deal, you don't have to give up a player. But in a free agent deal, you have to get the player to agree to come here. And that's, you know, a player can not want to be here, whether they don't like the park, whether they don't like the climate, whether they don't like the GM, whatever it may be. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the comments from Jim Nance, CBS's Jim Nance, who was on the What the Football podcast, where he talked about how he would get rid of the tush push. And we asked people, if you could get rid of one thing in sports, what would you get rid of? Bill writes in, I get rid of the runner on second to start the 10th inning. I hate it. It's not real baseball.
Well, they don't. It's not part of the playoffs, correct?
No.
It's just another thing to try to get regular season games when they have 162 of them.
Yep.
To go as quickly as possible. And I'd be interested to ask managers how they feel about it. Oh.
Sorry, that was an on-air yawn. It's getting late in the day. I apologize.
There's this thing. It's a mic, a cough button.
Yeah, you notice I just kicked back.
And I did see that. Just
yawned right on the air.
Yeah. But I'd be curious.
To
hear what managers think about it now that we're several years into this whole thing, because it saves their bullpen and keeps players healthier, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Are they happy with this, or would they like to go old school and just go back to it where, you know, you're draining a bullpen?
You know,
in an era where they're not pitching pitchers as long anyway.
So, you know how they had the emergency quarterback in football?
Mm-hmm.
What if they had an emergency pitcher, a starter, that you could go to in extra innings. I don't know how that would work. Like, you'd have to have a close by affiliate that you could call a guy up every day.
I mean, they sort of do that with a doubleheader. You're able to bring up an extra player.
Yeah. But you don't know when extra innings is coming. No, is there a guy that's, you could go months between extra inning games where you got this dude just chilling, waiting for his chance. I don't know. Get rid of the pitch clock. Give Skubal time to put on a masterpiece. Can't rush these guys. That's from John.
Did Skubal look like he was hindered?
Did he struggle last year? I
just won a Cy Young. I think he's fine. And he likes to work quickly.
That's fascinating because literally, I think since the first month of last season, that's the first complaint we've had about the pitch clock. I think the pitch clock was hailed as a great innovation in the game. And I thought even those that hated it came to like it.
Have you watched Tarek Skubal pitch a game? He gets the ball. He's looking for his sign. Let's go. Yep. That's as LFG as you can get from a starting pitcher.
Tom and McComb, I would eliminate the intentional walk, sissies. How could you? So you just have him pitch around a player then?
Well, yeah, I guess. If
you can't make somebody throw him strikes.
I like it. I like it. Just get over there. Let's go. I mean, does it eliminate the possibility there could be a wild pitch? I guess, yeah, but it happens so infrequently. Just move them over to the first base. Stop wasting time.
Daryl in Detroit says, absolutely get rid of the tush-push. Joe in St. Clair Shores. Not only is the tush-push boring and a small cheat code, it's also actually dangerous. With the league paying so much attention to injuries, one would think it's an easy adjustment. So during the Super Bowl, Philly ran it, and they showed Chris Jones on the sideline getting his neck worked on right after the tush push.
Right.
There is some truth in what he's saying there. How about this one? Eliminate the possession arrow in college. How do you feel about the possession arrow?
I don't like it. Jump ball. Why not?
Yeah. The possession arrow is hyper frustrating when your team's playing defense and they work super hard and come up with a held ball. And what do they get out of it? We got you next time.
Right. All right. Do it again. Do it again.
The jump ball didn't bog down the game that much, did it?
Didn't think so.
Yep. All right. Regarding the offer to Alex Bregman, this from Utah 332. It's a plus-plus situation. The offer was there, so that amount shows the willingness to spend. The bigger plus is using that unspent money to lock up the core of young players on the team, much like how the Lions have done, hoping we lock up our core, and that is still open in some respects.
Well, and the thing is that they're under no pressure to do it just yet. It feels like in the NFL, there is more pressure to get it done than there is in baseball. In baseball, it's just kind of, well, got to wait for free agency. You got a couple years yet, even though they did go. There are instances where they do that, like they did with Colt Keith.
Did you see, I mean, like club control matters.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about Skubal, we all want him here long term. The uncomfortable reality is they don't really need to do anything until next year. Apparently they made an offer to say, we'll give you big money now. And Skubal's camp didn't like it or didn't like the offer. Every year you get closer to free agency, he will cost you more, but he's got to wait, you know, to post arbitration years because players are under club control for so long. So yeah, I'd like to see him in spite of that, in spite of the lack of real urgency. I would think that, I would think it would be cool to lock up Skubal. Apparently, Bregman just decided he wanted an opt-out after year one, and Detroit wasn't willing to give him one till after year two. I can't fault Detroit. If you're going to spend money, you want it to be a building block long-term, but I'm giving Harris the benefit of the doubt on this one, given we have Bregman what he originally wanted. Given that we offered Bregman, I think is what he means, what he originally wanted. Now, having said that, if we consistently over the next few years fail to get good players or keep our own, I'll change my tune. Well, they have to keep their own. I mean, I would be very disappointed if they weren't didn't make an effort. You can't say we're not going to block the young guys and then let them walk. That makes no sense. 248-539-9797. Hey, need a Valentine's Day idea. Looking good and feeling good while working out is important as the workout itself. What better way to promote a healthy lifestyle while looking good and showing respect for everyone than with Show Some Gear for Valentine's Day? This week only, purchase anything and get a stylish, comfortable sports bra for free using the code VALENTINERESPECT at checkout. Show Some Athletic Apparel line has leggings, sports bras, and limited edition fleece sweaters for women. It's better than any workout gear out there. And because Show Some loves its customers, don't forget to use the code VALENTINERESPECT at checkout. Go to showsum.com. That's showsum.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Have you seen the Tiger spring training hats?
No. Are they different than what we've seen before?
I think they're different every year. These are orange. Orange spring training hats.
Simple Google search allow me to see this?
Probably. Kang, have you seen the Tiger spring training hats?
Yes.
Do you like them?
I like the fact that the spring training hat's different all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't buy them. I know Evan, I think, buys them every year. Evan loves the spring training hat.
I've never been compelled to buy one. And I like this one. I think Gator will hate this one. That doesn't make me want to buy it more.
I think you should buy it, Doug.
Do you?
Yeah, you're a hat guy.
I am a hat guy.
You've already got one like this. It's just not orange.
No, it's black.
Well, it's the side patch,
it's
too.
Got the little FL25. But I'm not going to do it.
I think it's a pretty cool looking hat.
Gator, I want your opinion.
I don't like it. I don't like the tiger on it. It's a weird looking tiger.
What's wrong with that tiger?
I do wish it was the old Detroit Tiger logo.
If you had the old,
logo.
from the 80s.
The light blue tiger hat I have?
Yeah, if you got the one that almost, it's not cartoonish, but it's it's a different tiger one from the 80s broadcast that we saw.
Yeah, this is a modern version. That old tiger logo in the circle that says Detroit Tigers is to the Tigers logo family what the crawling lion with the two racing stripes is to the Lions family.
I like that. This one I don't like. This one looks like it's a Carol Baskin tiger or something. I don't rate it a pounce. I don't want anything.
That's a comparison that really actually works if you're trying to dissuade me from getting it, because I don't want any association with that train wreck of a show. And that was a train wreck.
So these are the same as last year's.
Are they?
Except for the year on the side is going to say 2024.
They were orange last year?
Yeah, uh-huh. The patch is different on the side, though.
I thought everything was handed back to the way it was before. Remember they completely screwed up the uniforms last year?
Oh, you're talking about the regular when Fanatics took over the
Fanatics,
Through the pants and Roddy Green could just rip his pants just walking up and down the dugout.
And the names on the back were in teeny tiny font when the letters were too far apart.
There's two versions of it. There's the adjustable one and then there's the fitted one. The fitted one has the flat brim.
Fitted all the way.
You can bend it.
You can, but you're not going to get the same bend as you would from the adjustable one.
Well, they have a fitted low profile that is probably better for bending the brim.
Still don't like it. The orange part, it almost looks like it's a corduroy material.
Well, it's definitely
sure it's
for the breathable in the excruciating humidity and heat.
What is it? Does it get warm there?
Actually, when we are there, no, it does not. One other thing I want to bring up to you. Did you see the video of the kayaker that allegedly got swallowed by a whale and then spit back out?
Yes, the humpback whale.
We have tweeted the video out from our Twitter page, at Doug and Gator 971. We are at a point in the internet where I am skeptical of everything I see on the internet. This is being hailed as something that actually happened, that a humpback whale briefly swallowed this guy near Chile, but then released him. Do you think this is real, this video that accompanies the story that we have tweeted out? Do you think it's real or do you think it's fake?
Fake.
You think it's fake?
I think it's fake.
You do?
I do.
Kang, you're so excited.
I just don't know. I mean, you know how I am with the internet. I don't believe anything anymore, just like you just said for yourself. The AP has picked it up for what it's worth. Yep. Not that they can't be fooled either.
That's where we got the video from.
It just seems really unbelievable, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a whale expert or anything like that, but
I'm not surprised that the whale would come and swallow something at the surface that it sees. I guess I'm... What the reason why I lean in quickly say I think it's fake is when it spits him out,
which you don't see, he disappears under the surface.
Yeah, why does
and then reappears?
It's the kayak. He gets spit out first, and then the inflatable kayak comes out 2 seconds later. I'm not sure why that is. But to get hung up in the dental work of the whale?
Yeah. I look at this video and the quality, like it's raining, so it's not.
Why would you be filming if you're the guy in the other boat?
Why is somebody else filming him in another boat?
I guess it's his dad, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you were to tell me that this was a fake video, I would be like, yeah, well, I can totally tell. But it hasn't been confirmed as fake. And apparently it's getting, people are treating it like it's real. If you want to see it for yourself, at Dungator971. You can comment on our Twitter account if you think it's real or it's fake. I lean towards fake. But
it's funny because they show the video, the AP, right?
Yep.
And it's got his name, Adrian Samakis. Okay. Person swallowed by whale.
Wait, that's how he's, the Chiron comes up?
Yeah.
Person swallowed by
whale. We're talking a person swallowed by whale. That's not man on the street. That's person swallowed by whale.
Yeah. I mean, if this is real, you got to milk this, right? This is your 15 minutes. I got swallowed by a whale. Wasn't there a Flintstones episode?
I feel like there's a children's book about this, or, you know, there's...
There's a fable? There's a fable, yeah.
Is there a Bible story about this? What happens to Moby Dick?
There's a whole, like, bunch of guys in Chile get together and say, all right, I got an idea. I'm going to make this fake video and see if we can get it to go viral.
So he said that at first he thought that he had just died. I mean, I don't even know what can go through. Like, did he know he was inside the whale at all? You think? Like, or, I mean, you're
it
just underwater.
So fast,
yeah.
He said, like, it felt slimy or something like that. Something slimy touched me.
Is
or,
that what he said too?
I thought that's what a story I saw last night. Person swallowed by whale. That is hilarious.
They've never used that before, that graphic.
No,
that's right. They didn't have that
Break
one.
Break out the person swallowed by whale graphic.
On the other end of our line is Adrian Samankis, and Adrian was the person who was swallowed by a whale. Harrowing experience out of the Strait of Magellan. Let's go right out to Adrian right now. He is, again, the person swallowed by a whale. Describe what exactly happened to you out there.
I would get a shirt made up so fast. I am person swallowed by whale.
I was swallowed by a whale. A humpback whale.
I mean,
am I wrong though when you see it? It's like later the kayak gets spit out, allegedly? Like he's underwater for like maybe a second or two.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see him.
Yes, and then it pops up.
And then it's like a second or two later, then you see the kayak come out, the inflatable kayak.
See, I haven't turned the volume up on this. If it's allegedly his dad, does his dad freak out? Like one would imagine.
He should. You would think it would freak out. I mean, I'd freak the hell out.
Yeah. That person swallowed by whale's dad. Does he get interviewed? Father of person swallowed by whale. Hey, man. Hey, by the way, if this is a real story, whale really did my man a solid.
I was trying to.
Are you, it's not in English? You got the video up?
He says nothing.
Okay, his son gets swallowed and there's audio and he doesn't scream.
No, only after. Hey!
Okay.
Hey!
All right, then it's fake. His dad didn't freak out. He didn't start screaming.
I mean,
what parent? Unless this was part of a plan.
Papa! Papa! Oh, no, caramba!
Everyone knows whales hate Chileans. They don't want to eat Chileans.
Senor swallowed by whale?
I mistake. I thought it was Chilean sea bass, not Chilean person.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, if you care, at Dungator971, you can check it out. All right, so this weekend on the marquee for Detroit sports, I don't know if it's college basketball, Dylan Larkin and Team USA, Cade Cunningham in the three-point shootout, if it's a Asura Thompson in the futures game, I stand by my prediction. He wins the MVP of the NBA futures game. With what are they, Team M?
Yeah, Mitch Richmond.
Run TMC, man.
I gotta tell you, isn't it weird that they name the teams based upon the first name of the coach? Team M?
Well, that's the Run TMC what they had back in the day.
Yeah, come
but
on, man.
Shaq's team is Team S.
That's because he's Shaq.
Team Kenny is Team K. Team Charles Barkley is Team C.
Chuck.
I understand why they're doing it, but isn't that like the least creative thing ever?
So if Team Chuck is Team C, what's Chris Mullin's team?
He doesn't coach a team.
Doesn't he? He coaches...
In this game. In this game. Well,
no, but he coaches one of the...
Yeah.
So if you have... Isn't Chris Mullin coach a team?
No, yeah. I thought it was Barkley.
The Rising Stars.
That's the actual guy. Yeah, my apologies then. Yeah, my apologies. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's.
I'm gonna be very confused if his team advances and then he's gonna take on Team Chuck and it's like Team C versus Team C.
Well, there's no Chuck team because Chuck is obviously coaching that. I got it wrong. He's coaching the All Star four teams.
Well, you have three All Star teams, and then you have.
Oh yeah, you could be right.
The team that wins the futures game that gets into the tournament.
No, you're right. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen
because it's not convoluted.
These are problems that we will
very
get solved Saturday night. Hi, Rico.
Hey, or you can just opt out.
Not watch. I'm going to guess you'll watch Michigan State Illinois over the NBA stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
At least I'll have pain there, but at least I'll know the players and I'll know that they're actually trying to play for something.
What do you guys got playing coming up next?
Kenny has something interesting. Make the Four Nations great again. Not that it was ever great, but
make it great again. Huh?
Make it great again.
So. All right. That-
talk a little bit about the Scott Harris comments as well. Who said it? We'll have some fun. And if we got time, maybe that moment this NFL season that you'll remember the most.
Have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.